Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, Avram Goldai, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Ein Vav, the eighth parak Yom Kippurim. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings different opinions regarding the amount of mun that fell. One brisa brings an opinion that it was piled up 60 amos high. In the second brisa, Isi Ben Yehuda says, "Mun shiyard lehem l Yisrael, hayimis gabra ba'ola ad shiroin oso kol malchei mizrach marav." The mun that came down for Bnei Yisrael would accumulate and rise higher and higher until all the kings of the east and west could see it, as it says in the pasuk, "Tarchu fanai shulchan neged tzorarai." You prepare a table for me in view of my tormentors. The Gemara continues expanding the pasuk, "Kosi revaya, my cup overflows." Abai said that we learn from this, "Kasa de David ulama daasi masim ve'esrin uchad lugamaksik." The goblet of David Melch in the world to come will hold 221 luging, for the gematria of revaya is 221. Point number two, after bringing five psukim that correspond to the five afflictions of Yom Kippur, the Gemara notes that there were six afflictions mentioned in the Mishnah and answers that shtiyah b'kol achilahi, drinking is included in eating and is therefore classified as one affliction. After Reish Lakish's proof for this principle is rejected, Rav Acher bar Yaakov says that it's derived from the following. The pasuk states regarding Maaser Sheni, "V'nasata hakesef v'kol asher tava nafshecha, b'bakar u'b'tzonu u'b'yan v'shechar," and you shall spend the money for all that your soul desires, for cattle, for flocks, for wine and for shechar, and you shall eat it there. Now shechar is the aged wine that intoxicates, and wine are consumed through drinking, yet at the end of the pasuk refers to their consumption as v'achalta, and you shall eat. So we see from here that drinking is included in the term eating. And point number three, the Gemara asks, "Rechitza v'sik manalan de'ikre inui." From where do we know that abstaining from washing oneself and from anointing with oils are called acts of affliction? For it's written regarding Daniel's mourning, when Koresh reneged on his promise to allow the Jews to rebuild the base of Migdash, that Daniel said, "Lechem v'chamudas l'achalti, bas v'yayin l'bayal pi v'soch l'sachti. I ate no desirable bread, and meat and wine did not enter my mouth, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing." The Gemara asks that although abstaining from anointing is an act of mourning, from where do we know that it's considered an act of affliction? The Gemara answers, for it's written regarding what the Malach Gabriel told Daniel. "V'yomer Eli, atira Daniel." And he said to me, "Do not fear Daniel. Ki min hayomer rishna shenasata es libcha lahavin lisanos lifnei alakacha. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to afflict yourself before your God, nishmu dvarecha v'ani basi bedvarecha. Your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words." Ravashi says that the source that abstaining from washing is considered an affliction is derived from v'soch l'sachti, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing. The superfluous words "with an anointing" are expanded to teach that Daniel did not wash himself. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara brings different opinions regarding the amount of mun that fell. One brisa brings an opinion that was piled up 60 amos high. In the second brisa, Isi ben Yehuda says, "Mun shiyard lehem Yisrael hayimis gabra v'ola ad shiroin oso kol malchei mizrach marav." The mun that came down from Bnei Yisrael would accumulate and rise higher and higher until all the kings of the east and west could see it, as it says in the pasuk, "Tarchu fanai shulchan neged tzorarai." You prepare a table for me in view of my tormentors. The Gemara continues expanding the pasuk, "Kosi revaya, my cup overflows." Abai said that we learned from this that "Kasa de David lama daasi masim esrim v'chad lugamachzi." The goblet of David Melch in the world to come will hold 221 luging, for the gematria of revaya is 221. Point number two, after bringing five psukim that correspond to the five afflictions of Yom Kippur, the Gemara notes that there were six afflictions mentioned in the Mishnah and answers that shtiyah b'kol achilahi, drinking is included in eating and is therefore classified as one affliction. After Reish Lakish's proof for this principle is rejected, Rav Acher bar Yaakov says it's derived from the following. The pasuk states regarding Maaser Sheni, "V'nasata kesef b'kol asher tava nafshecha b'bakar u'b'tzon b'yayin u'b'shechar," and you shall spend the money for all that your soul desires, for cattle, for flocks, for wine, and for shechar, and you shall eat it there. Now, shechar, which is aged wine that intoxicates, and wine are consumed through drinking, yet at the end of the pasuk it refers to their consumption as v'achalta, and you shall eat. So we see from here that drinking is included in the term eating. And point number three, the Gemara asks, "Rechitza v'sik manalan de'ikre inui." From where do we know that abstaining from washing oneself and from anointing with oils are called acts of affliction? For it's written regarding Daniel's mourning, when Koresh reneged on his promise to allow the Jews to rebuild the base of Migdash, that Daniel said, "Lechem chamudas lo'achalti, bas v'yayin lo'bayal pi, v'soch l'sachti. I ate no desirable bed, and meat and wine did not enter my mouth, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing." Now the Gemara asks that although abstaining from anointing is an act of mourning, from where do we know that it's considered an act of affliction? The Gemara answers, for it's written regarding what the Malach Gabriel told Daniel, "Yomer Eli, atira Daniel," and he said to me, "Do not fear Daniel. For from the first day you set your heart to understand and to afflict yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. Ravashi says that the source that abstaining from washing is considered an affliction is derived from Vesoch Wasachti, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing. The superfluous words with an anointing are expanded to teach that Daniel did not wash himself. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Ayin Vav, and this simmer comes to us by way of Yeshua Eisenberg, who suggests that Ayin Vav is an IV tube, an intravenous tube. So here goes. The patient hooked up to an IV dream. He was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, because his doctor made him abstain from a hot shower and an anointing. Once again, in slow motion. The patient hooked to an IV. IV, that must mean Ron Daf Ayin Vav. The patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man, which reminds us of the discussion regarding the amount of man that fell. One opinion is that it was piled up 60 amos high, and the second opinion is that the man came down from Bnei Israel and went to accumulate and rise higher and higher until all the kings of the east and west could see it, as it says in the Pasuk, Tarak lefanei shulchan neged tzorai, you prepared a table before me in view of my tormentors. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, which reminds us that shtia b'chva achila is learned from the pasuk of Ma'aseh Sheni, where it refers to eating shechar, which is a drink. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, because his doctor made him abstain from a hot shower and an anointing. Which reminds us that the source for abstaining from rechitza v'sicha is learned from the pasuk of Daniel, where he says, v'soch l'sachti, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing, when he shared how he mourned when Koresh reneged on his promise to allow the Jews to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So once again, the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, because his doctor made him abstain from a hot shower and an anointing. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.